This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, we've got a story that Mark brought in about one of the nations of the world that may be looking into really integrating cryptocurrency into the way the government runs. And that sounds kind of weird to me, but we'll find out what that's all about coming up here in moments. Plus, the latest from Venezuela, or some of the latest from Venezuela. You can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom with you tonight. You've got Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go back to Parker. He's in Washington State, and he had come up with an idea to end statism, to end the belief in the states, to end the state, and that started with the idea of people no longer paying taxes and no longer obeying the state, and you wanted to somehow publicize that. Go on with your plan, Parker.
Right. Well, this doesn't address the mindset of statism. This only deals with the practical, real-world, like, ending government aspects of it. But essentially, we all know that cryptocurrencies cannot be taxed by the government because they're essentially anonymous.
Yep, it looked like the IRS only had 800-something reports of cryptocurrency ownership made in the last year, as I understand it, and that's not a whole lot. So.
Yeah, but I would say that as cryptocurrencies become more popular, that things like Bitcoin can be tracked better than, say, Monero, Dash, Zcash, the other sort of privacy-oriented coins.
That's true, but they don't know you have it unless you tell them, for the most part.
Maybe.
Precisely.
Unless you've gotten it from an exchange that is telling the government.
That's where most people are getting them.
Maybe.
Okay. So then you if you first try and get Bitcoin and then decide, you know what, screw the government, and then you just switch it over into a different cryptocurrency that the government doesn't know about or that they can't track, and then boom, you're off the grid.
Yeah, that's a great point. What if, Parker's essentially, for listeners that don't know, there's Bitcoin, this decentralized currency, was the world's first, but there are dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of others that are, you know, competitors. So you could go to shapeshift.io and you could send Bitcoin into Shapeshift and then shapeshift it into three or four dozen different currencies, Dash, Ether, you know, all kinds of different options. How are they going to track that? That's going to be a lot harder.
Yep.
So you cut off the taxes. You say, I'm not paying another dime to the government because, number one, they don't care about me.
That's
number
true.
Two, I don't find any value in their services, so I'm going to put all my money in something that they cannot track. And now here's the thing. We know that they will retaliate. They're going to they're going to come at whoever engages in the boycott hard. And we have to set a specific date in the future if we're going to do this. Bear in mind that the Birmingham bus boycott of 1955 was planned months, if not a year or two in advance. The same thing applies here.
So how many people do you want to get on board with this?
Well, as many as possible.
Well, obviously, but what do you think is ideal or minimum? Yeah, minimum and ideal.
I would say that $100 million worth of tax-paying persons or $100 billion would
That's a big difference.
Hold on, let it finish.
Okay.
Would be a good start or a good area in which to somewhere
100 million. That'd be that'd be a good hit to them.
Okay,
sure.
So let me tell you about taxes real quick. If we're talking about IRS Internal Revenue Service income tax forms,
Are we talking about just federal or are we talking about all levels?
How do you avoid paying cell phone taxes?
The thing is that I understand it as The municipal, county, and state governments are essentially subordinates to the federal governments. Those aforementioned entities get money from the federal government. So if you cut off money from the federal government, the municipal, county, and state governments will...
So you're talking about focusing on the federal government. Right. You want to get $100 billion. All right, go ahead, Mark.
Income tax. And I did this study, and I was able to find, let's see, 2009, there were 144 million tax returns that were filed in a country of about 310 million people.
Could you run that back again?
144 million tax returns. Some of those tax returns might have been, were certainly joint filings. So
For couples.
Okay. So it's difficult to say exactly how many people filed taxes in 2009, but I can tell you that 144 tax returns were filed. Of those tax returns, about 50% of those people paid federal income tax. The other 50% paid nothing or got money back for built-in welfare that's right there in the thing, the head of household, whatever, you know, all that stuff. So you're talking about approximately 70 million tax returns pay money out of a nation of 310 million people. So you can get, you know, you can get 200 million people to do what it is you're proposing and still not affect the federal government in one way.
And you're never going to get that many people on board. I mean, the, you know, the American populace is very obedient. They, you know, even though they may not like whoever's currently in charge of the government at any given moment, they still believe in the concept. So, you know, abolishing or having a bunch of people not pay taxes is likely not going to be seen as persuasive to a lot of people. Many people will see it as an insult that they are being, you know, forced to shoulder the costs of the government. But beyond that...
Yeah, don't forget all the fair tax people out there that want everybody to pay because they do. You know,
sure.
You're familiar with the fair tax movement.
It's just...
And then We the People, do you remember that organization that got people to sign up? And they had a list of complaints. I think it was four long, including sort of, you know, what the heck are you doing in Iraq? And a variety of things, and as soon as
they had some good objections.
Yeah, as soon as the federal government answered those questions, they were putting their taxes in escrow, and then the federal government could have their taxes once the federal government answered the questions. They did everything. They filed Supreme Court movements to get the redress of grievances and a whole variety of things. And I can tell you, the federal government never answered them anything. Some of them probably continue to not pay taxes. Some of them probably broke down and
didn't
pay taxes.
You remember the Supreme Court case that they ended up going to, Mark? They actually determined that a redress of grievance meant that you have, so since you have a right to a redress of your grievances, what that meant was that you have a right to complain. So the folks from We the People thought that that meant that they have to, you know, address or redress to talk about the grievances that you have, to speak to you about them. But the Supreme Court's decision in their case was that, no, we don't. No, you can go ahead, hand over all the grievances you want, and consider them redressed, because we don't have to say jack squat to you about it.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like fresh-faced zeal and the ideas of liberty. It's just that I think that this, if your plan requires you to get millions of people to do something,
it's not going to happen. Look how hard it has been, brutally hard, for over more than a decade for us and the folks who live here in New Hampshire to try to encourage libertarians to just simply move somewhere. You know, it's not like we're talking about moving out into the middle of nowhere where, you know, there's no economy. New Hampshire's economy is actually very good. The unemployment rate here is very low. There's a lot of opportunity here in New Hampshire, but it is like pulling teeth to try to get people to try something new, to simply move themselves, let alone do what you're asking them to do, which is to put themselves and their freedom literally on the line by not paying taxes. I mean, everybody's seen the Wesley Snipes, the Richard Hatch from Survivor. You know, you can go down the list of these celebrities that the IRS has targeted over the years. Willie Nelson.
Schiff.
Irwin Schiff, who's died in prison as a result of not paying to the federal government.
But the thing is that they can't arrest all of us. and eventually...
That's true. You're right.
They can just arrest your ass.
But that rationale is not persuasive to the average person who is deathly afraid of the federal government. Thank you for the call tonight, Parker. I appreciate the discussion. That's not to say you shouldn't try it, but you know, be realistic about your chances. More coming up here in moments. We can continue this discussion. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And now you too can mine Bitcoin without having to actually own any of that pesky mining equipment. You can forget about the costs, the constant equipment upgrades, and ongoing maintenance, and make Bitcoin every day like we're doing here at Free Talk Live. You can go to pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee over at pool.bitcoin.com. Their website's super easy to use, and you can calculate what you'll make right there on the site at pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, but you can help steer Bitcoin towards being the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, just a little bit more here about what Parker's idea was to find some amount of Americans that he said he would hope would amount to $100 billion in tax dollars that would withhold taxes from the federal government. I love this idea. You know, I know we talked about this years ago on Free Talk Live, like probably more than a decade ago, and it's just super hard. I mean, it's hard to find, even among libertarians, people who are willing to take on the federal government in this way where, yes, Parker's right, they can't put everybody, if you got, let's say, 50 million people to do this, or even 1 million people, they don't have enough room in the prisons for all those folks. But that doesn't mean they won't pick and choose, you know, certain individuals to target them to try to scare everybody else into submission. But even if you got away with it, even if you could find that many people and successfully convince them to not pay taxes, ultimately it would be no skin off the federal government's back because they have the printing press. So even if you were successful, all they would have to do is just wave their little magic wand at the, you know, the Federal Reserve or the Treasury or whoever it is that does the printing. And they will just print up or increment numbers in a number or in a computer, increment numbers by, you know, a few zeros. And they would have more currency that they could then spend as though they had taxed it, because ultimately that's what inflation is it's a very hidden and insidious form of taxation.
There's a good argument that, in fact, income tax is basically just paying the interest
on
the debt that is created by the federal government just creating money, or the Federal Reserve just creating money at the behest of the federal government.
Yep, that's what has been said about it. That's true.
And I think it's a very good argument that that's what's going on. I just can't imagine, especially in America today. I mean, can't you just see Donald Trump saying, these liberal losers, they don't want to pay taxes. We're going to hire, you know, 100, you know, 1,000 more IRS agents. We're going to get them all, and we're going to put them in jail. We're going to make them pay. The Americans would love that.
The ones who are paying taxes, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they would feel as though you're screwing them.
Yeah.
You know, you owe just like they owe.
What's the story of the macaques and the bananas?
I have no idea.
Okay, so
what's a macaque? A bird?
It's a monkey.
Okay.
You put some bananas. You hang them, in the cage. There's a step ladder, and every time that one of the macaques goes up to get the bananas,
they get zapped or something.
All
right?
The monkeys in the cage get sprayed down with hoses.
Okay.
And it's unpleasant.
Yeah.
Pretty soon,
they're knocking the monkey off the ladder.
Anytime
or whatever,
right? A monkey tries to go up, they knock him off the ladder.
So nobody gets sprayed.
Then they slowly introduce new macaques and take out old macaques,
mm-hmm.
to the point that none of the macaques that are still in the cage were the ones that were getting sprayed by the hose.
Wow.
They're still doing it because that's just what they're supposed to do.
They've been trained.
Attack. Well, yeah.
By their own kind.
It's a societal thing,
right,
to attack the person trying to climb the ladder.
And you're relating that to how Americans would behave today towards those not paying the tax.
Right. Why do you think that there is a fair tax movement right now? You can listen to them, and they will tell you that what they're upset about, among other things, is that people are not paying taxes. There are drug dealers out there that are making lots of money, and they're doing it all tax-free, and I hate the fact that I have to work at a 9-to-5 and pay taxes, so if we had a sales tax rather than an income tax, then, in fact, all the drug dealers would have to pay taxes on their income.
I don't know if that's what all of them are saying.
You don't have to spend much time talking to hear the story, though.
I see. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves here. Let's go to Dale in Tennessee. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, it's interesting what you're talking about, because this is going to segue right into it. Because basically I heard today that the Trump administration is going to bring back civil asset forfeiture.
Oh, boy.
Which, in my opinion, is it just incentivizes people with badges and guns to make money instead of do what they're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100%.
I didn't know they'd gotten rid of it. I mean, I knew that some of the states were getting rid of civil asset forfeiture, but I guess I'd... Go ahead.
Well, that's it. Of course, the states are going in other directions than the federal. The government's going, and the federal government brought back something called the adopt, some type of special exclusion, where they will assist the states in getting the civil asset money and property and everything. I'm just not liking the way things are going, because instead of things pretty much leveling off after Donald Trump's first 100 or whatever days they are, they continue to just, you know, like another nick here, another nick there. I mean, and a lot of people don't realize that it is really our liberties and freedoms that they're going after. But like Mark said, you get a bunch of people that are thinking things are going in another direction, and it takes hell and high water to convince them that, yeah, it might not be you today, but it may be you one day.
Mm. Yeah, this is just the whole problem with the idea that we're one big society or community or whatever it is. You know, the government doesn't serve me the way that it serves other people. I should be able to choose a government that serves me. And we'll get far better service if we just have a little bit of competition in the area of governance rather than, you know, forcing whichever president it is down whatever person's throat and forcing them to live by it. Let's just, you know, hey, you don't like that president? You know, let's pick a different government for you.
That would be nice. You know, like there's basically 50 different governments in the United States with the feds trying to rule over all of it.
Yeah, and that's why I support secession, because I think that would allow people to make a better choice for the kind of government that best fits them, and allow those 50 different governments that you're talking about to be even more different from one another, and hopefully attract the right people to each state. Dale, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. I had not heard the news about this. It's apparently just happened today, where according to WashingtonExaminer.com, Jeff Sessions rolled out a new civil asset forfeiture policy aimed at expanding law enforcement's ability to seize property from people suspected of criminal activity. The new policy allows federal government to take all assets seized lawfully by state or local law enforcement whenever the crime causing the seizure violates federal law. We'll continue here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Ian and Mark here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon, savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American
continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm, and Mark has morphed into Daryl. Hey, Daryl.
Hello, Ian.
Mark's not feeling well, so he has taken the rest of the night off. You will be here in his stead.
Yes.
And we were just talking about civil asset forfeiture, which we can get back into
here. One of the worst things in existence.
And apparently it's just about to get worse at the federal government level, according to Jeff Sessions in news that is breaking today. But first, let's talk to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I realize that cryptocurrencies, it's been very difficult to sort of make noise to get people interested in stuff like that. But an idea I have, but I need to ask you a question first, is how long has cryptocurrency officially been out there?
Since 2009, when Bitcoin launched.
Okay, so is there any type of, like, holiday for that at all? Like, where I'm going with this is, I think
there are a few holidays.
420. You know, everybody knows what 420 is.
Yep.
Everybody knows what 420 is.
Most people.
That same argument or that same thing could be applied to Bitcoin. You know, if people started wearing
Bitcoin
cryptocurrency
Pizza Day.
T-shirts.
Robert,
Bitcoin Pizza Day is probably going to be the most popular.
What is it, May 22nd? What is it?
May 22nd.
Okay.
That celebrates the day of the first actual transaction of Bitcoin for something of value other than just, a couple of computer nerds sending it
right
for oh, I'll send you some Bitcoin and you send me, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that was back when somebody paid 10,000 Bitcoin for two pizzas.
Yes, two large pizzas.
Yeah,
and Bitcoin Pizza Day, we actually celebrated, had a pretty decent-sized turnout here in Keene, New Hampshire. Had, what
eight
was it, about eight
out.
People show up to Little Zoe's Take and Bake.
Yep.
We hung out while Ed made the pizzas.
That's right.
And then we went to the Think Penguin headquarters where Chris, who's been on
Fridays.
The show
on
Fridays for a good bit, he's missed the last few weeks because of some travel.
Yep.
He did not know how to work his oven, so Johnson said, I'll cook the stuff. Just let us use your oven. We'll hang out and have, you know, a Bitcoin Pizza Day crypto party. And it was a good event. So May 22nd would be, like, the holiday for Bitcoin.
Okay, so then that's what we're going to do is somehow we're going to be able to hitchhike on or get a holiday set, make noise. I mean, look how easy it was for 420.
Well, no, it wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy at all.
I mean, 420 became a phenomenon over time because
it's taken like 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's right. It became a phenomenon because people started to use it. It's sort of this memeable thing where 420 can be written on things, or you find numbers of 420 in a sign or whatever. Like, there's all kinds of ways to use that.
And interestingly enough, you know, speaking of signs. In Colorado, they actually had to remove the 420-mile markers off of the interstate. And people were stealing them, so they put the marker at 419.9 miles.
Yeah.
And then, like, 420.1.
I'm sure people still steal those, too. I mean, not that stealing's not okay and everything, but it is funny.
Right, but, all right, so this leads down another path of... It's, you know, government property,
so
can you steal something that has already been stolen?
That you paid for? That you had a hand in paying for? That's a good question. Go ahead, Robert. You said you had something else?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, another idea that I had was that if people started wearing, you know, their favorite cryptocurrency shirt, okay, and were able to like a national TV camera or something, you know, and you don't even have to say anything. And there's going to be 100,000 eyes that are going to see that shirt.
I think I've done something like that before.
There was somebody sitting in one of the Federal Reserve hearings recently, and he just had the legal pad where he wrote, buy Bitcoin,
and he held it up
behind Janet Yellen, who's the chair of the Fed.
And then he, like, somehow promoted his QR code for his Bitcoin wallet and got sent, like, 5 Bitcoin from that. Hey, thanks for the call,
see, that's
Robert.
The thing of it is that we have to make more noise like this. I mean, them are great, but we need to make more noise.
Well, I don't think anybody's saying make less noise.
No. I mean, but no, I appreciate him encouraging that. I mean, that's an important thing to do. It is important to put the Bitcoin logo on a car or a shirt or, you know, whatever, and get people to ask questions, have a conversation starter of some sort.
That's what I mean by making noise and start talking about it more often.
Well, the good news is you're in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Even though you're over in Vermont, you're pretty close, and so you're in a place where there's more noise being made about Bitcoin than I think in a lot of places in the world. And as a result of that, we are the number one city for per capita business owners that accept Bitcoin. So business owners per capita that take Bitcoin at their businesses. And that's because of the noise we've been making here. We've had radio ads that the Shire Free Church has purchased that promote Bitcoin. That happened for 3 months toward the end of last year. Then the last 3 months, we did some newspaper advertising here, which included a front page article in the local Shopper newspaper, which is sent to like 40,000. Thanks for the call, by the way, Robert. It was sent to like 40,000 households in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. So
it's closer to 50.
Whatever. They told me 40,000, but yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it only goes to 40,000 of the 50,000. I don't know. But they make it sound like every household in Cheshire County receives it because it's delivered by the mailman. And so front page article about Bitcoin, very, very positive, very promotional style article. We've got multiple dozen plus businesses that, like mom and pop owned businesses that are accepting Bitcoin. And all of those Bitcoin accepting stores, almost all of them have Bitcoin info cards. So like these little quarter page glossy, you know, cards that kind of give you a basic rundown of what Bitcoin is. So, I mean, nobody's getting the word out like we are, I don't think, in the, right. in the Keene area. And then, of course, you've got on the more international scale people like Roger Ver, who are putting a whole lot of time and effort into promoting Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is his website, yep. which is just basically, you know, a labor of love for him. He's just pouring money into this to try to promote what his idea of, you know, Bitcoin is, because there's this whole Bitcoin civil war thing going on.
Yeah, and I saw something earlier today that was on Bitcoin.com, on the news site, where they have a flowchart of, here are the possibilities of what could happen on August 1st.
And is it, like, super confusing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So, yes, I agree with Robert. Yes, people should be doing more promotion of Bitcoin. But the fact is, it's still so early on in Bitcoin's lifespan. I mean, I don't know what percentage of people in the United States have Bitcoin, but I suspect it's probably not much more than 1%. I don't know.
Right.
I'm just guessing. I don't think it's that many. Unlike marijuana smokers, of which there are millions and millions of those. So, you know, it's a lot easier for 420, this marijuana meme idea, to get out there and to propagate because
right.
there's more
again,
people.
You know, that didn't just happen
overnight.
It yeah. wasn't just, you know, somebody in 1968 at Woodstock said, hey, guys, next year we're going to do stuff on April 20th.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, you know, everybody showed up. No, right. this has been, you know, 40, 50 years
right.
on.
For a long time, 420 was kind of just an underground thing,
right.
and then it became more above ground, especially so in the internet age when it could be much more easily spread and researched and learned about. So we are in the internet age now, so it is easy to spread information about Bitcoin more so than before, but also people are time-challenged. They're busy, and
right.
it's hard to get their attention. So it's, you know, a challenge to, let's say, get a business owner to pay attention to Bitcoin and to take it seriously and to, you know, give it a good, serious consideration as to whether or not they want to take it in their business. And just the average person, you know, they're busy living their life. And I don't disagree with Robert. I think that we do need to do what he's suggesting and, you know, get the word out. And that's what we do here. We talk about Bitcoin on the radio.
Right.
Nationally. Because it is an important tool towards achieving more liberty and peace in our lifetime. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. Like freedom, you can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, join us right here on the radio waves. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, don't forget to check out our website where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways, including our new forum, which is available to you at forum.freetalklive.com. Other Free Talk Live listeners having some conversations over there, off the air, over on the Free Talk Live forum. At forum.freetalklive.com, we can talk more about Jeff Sessions, who's the Attorney General under Trump, who has come out and talked about ramping up civil asset forfeiture. Now, this is as many state governments are rolling back civil asset forfeiture. The federal government wants to increase it. We'll tell you about that coming up here. But first, Stefan, he's in Ohio on via Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey there. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk about marijuana, actually.
Oh, great.
It seems like it's one of the most popular positions in the United States that most people want marijuana to be legalized. And it seems like it's becoming a bigger movement. It seems like every time the initiative is on the ballot, you know, most states pass it.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, in my state, it didn't pass.
What was the initiative?
It was going to have marijuana become legal, but there was a little catch to it. There was another measure being passed because apparently one measure made it that marijuana was completely legal, but there was going to be a monopoly on medicinal marijuana where only seven companies would be allowed to produce medical marijuana.
Hmm.
And technically, it wasn't necessarily seven companies. It would have been like seven facilities that could have all been controlled by the same company. So the entire thing was absolutely cronyist. And that is what wound up getting rejected, was the cronyism. Unfortunately, the Republicans in Ohio tied the cronyism to cannabis to wind up saying, see, people rejected cannabis here.
Well, I had no idea. I don't recall talking about Ohio voting on marijuana legalization at all this year. I remember there were A number of states.
It was last year, I think. That
I'm sorry. 2016 is what I meant. I don't remember that state coming up. I remember talking about all the ones that end up passing it, but I didn't realize Ohio.
I think the Ohio thing was during 15? A primary. I'm thinking it was during a primary instead of during the general at the same time that the other places.
So I have Ballotpedia pulled up here. The Ohio Right to Cannabis Amendment.
Issue 3. I think it was issue 3 in 2015. Yes, that's what it was.
Oh, it says 2016 here. It says it did not qualify to appear on the ballot in Ohio as an initiated constitutional amendment in November of 2016. It would have legalized marijuana for Ohio residents 21 years of age or older and allowed residents 18 years of age or older to use medical marijuana. It would have created a division of marijuana control to regulate the substance. So it sounds like they didn't get it on the ballot.
It was 2015. 15,
okay.
Which is why it was not discussed last year.
I see.
Because it was some kind of special election thing in 2015, and it wound up, you know, failing very, very badly. But so, again, it was this, you know, cronyist sort of thing.
It was accompanied by another bill, Issue 2, which would have removed the monopoly if Issue 3 would have passed. But so many people were afraid of the monopoly that Issue 3 failed by, I'm seeing it right now, like 27 points. And you are right. People like Mike DeWine and John Kasich have actually come out against the legalization of marijuana, and their excuse is always, people don't want it. They voted against it in insane numbers. You see, people don't want this, and they're like, we have an opioid epidemic, so we can't let people have this gateway drug.
So it says here that the medical thing also did not appear last year as well. So in the article about the Right to Cannabis Amendment, it says, in 2016, supporters had until July 6th to collect the required 305,591 valid signatures to land the measure on the November ballot. In February of 2016, supporters announced they were suspending their campaign to gather those signatures in order to focus on helping the Marijuana Policy Project get a medical marijuana measure on the ballot. So they abandoned their plan there, and then apparently the medical marijuana thing also did not make it onto the ballot either. This story here from Ballotpedia says that, again, they needed to collect the 305-plus thousand signatures, and as of May 28th, Ohioans for Medical Marijuana suspended their signature collection campaign after the Ohio General Assembly passed a medical marijuana legalization bill. So what's the status of that bill? Do you know?
I remember hearing about it getting passed, medical marijuana, and I know that medical marijuana is legal here, but I don't know anybody that gets it.
They may not have actually implemented the program. If they just passed a bill last year, presuming it was signed by the governor, which I am not sure if it was or not.
According to medicalmarijuana.ohio.gov, House Bill 523, effective September 8th, 2016, legalizes medical marijuana in Ohio.
Okay.
The Ohio Medical Marijuana Control Program will allow people in certain medical, or rather with certain medical conditions, upon the recommendation of an Ohio licensed physician certified by the State Board of Medicine, to purchase and use cannabis.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, the question is, when's that going to happen? It says here that the only valid state ID cards will be issued by the State of Ohio Board of Pharmacy once the state's patient registry becomes available no later than September of 2018. So you may have another year and a half or year and a quarter or so to wait.
Right, and
Stephen.
Then how long did it wind up taking to implement the therapeutic cannabis here in New Hampshire?
They had
once
to
it wound
sue
up.
Over the body of a dead woman, basically.
Right.
This is actually, you know, what I find confusing is why we would pass a bill legalizing medical marijuana and not recreational marijuana along with it. But then again, I believe some states that have legalized recreational marijuana have certain strings attached. I mean, isn't it true in Maine you can't even sell the stuff?
Not yet.
They're waiting. Maine and Massachusetts and California are all in this process of coming up with the regulations on how it's going to be allowed to be sold.
Right, and that might take until 2018.
Even though they've all for a long time had medical dispensaries.
Right.
That confuses the crap out of me. Why would you pass a bill if you didn't have the regulations already? I mean, didn't
they
somebody...
do that all the time? Remember what Nancy Pelosi said 7 years ago? We have to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
but you read the bill. No,
they can't. It's thousands of pages long.
I tried reading the bill, and not only is it thousands of pages long, but like every other clause of the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, which is the bill that she was referring to, said, as directed by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, meaning we're directing the Secretary of Health and Human Services to write some regulations.
That's right.
So we are passing a bill to direct the secretary to write some regulations, so there's no way to know what's in the bill, even if you do read every single word of the bill, because it authorizes somebody to write a regulation that's not been written yet.
Oh, we ought to have some sort of a stipulation on congressmen and senators that they can't make their bills too frickin' long.
That's a great idea. You might want to check out
Downsize DC. Actually have one of the things, the Write the Laws Act, where it would require that Congress actually wind up writing the regulations instead of passing it off to some unelected, unaccountable bureaucrat.
And they've got the Read the Bills Act, which requires Congress to actually have read the bills.
And the One Subject at a Time Act that requires that bills only deal with one subject.
But, of course, this would require Congress to actually pass these rules on themselves, which, of course,
they won't.
They're not interested in doing.
Right. And even if they do pass a rule on themselves, they always give themselves some kind of opt-out.
Of course.
Of, unless it's suspended by two-thirds of the body, or unless, and then there's so many loopholes, you could drive all of the 18-wheelers that Evel Knievel has ever jumped over side by side through these loopholes. In cases of national security, and then the president just says, oh, it's a national security thing.
Well, it's worth a shot to try to get these things passed. Thanks for the perspective.
Hey, thanks for the call,
Stephen. Oh, I'm not saying it's not worth a shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is worth a shot, but Downsize DC's been giving it a shot for like a decade on the Read the Bills Act.
I think, you know, there's definitely going to be a little bit easier time getting some of these changes made at a state level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that New Hampshire is probably the best state to wind up focusing that energy.
Wow. There was like 800 bills last year, right? That would be a lot to read.
Right, but one thing that's nice about New Hampshire is the rules already require every bill to have a public hearing committee, requires the committee to come up with a recommendation, and then if the recommendation is anything other than let's keep it in committee until next year, it requires the full body to vote on said recommendation.
But then you would be requiring them to read it out loud, or what would the requirement be there? Would they have to read it out loud?
I'd love them to read it out loud on the floor of the full House or the floor of the full Senate instead of just saying, yep, we read it.
They'd have to meet a whole lot more often, I would say.
Or have fewer bills.
That's a good point. We're coming up here, 855-450, free like freedom, free talk live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there in the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.